So this Sunday is the first of our I Intend Sundays, part of this year's program of spiritual formation that invites us to think about the ways in which we steward the many and various gifts that we have received from God. And we are beginning by looking at time. So for the next few weeks, we are invited to consider our relationship to time and the activities and preoccupations we use to fill the time we have been given. In just a few minutes, as part of our preparations to make our Eucharist offering, Jane Roland will share some of the fruits of her own reflections on time. And our weekly e-newsletter and the Story at Home email will offer more resources to support your own reflections. We also have a little handout that is at the back and will be included in a digital form for you to take with you and read and possibly to use in small group conversations. And in case you don't receive one or both of those emails and would like to, click and subscribe on our homepage. On October 18th, in the afternoon, that's a Saturday, you are encouraged to come to a workshop where we will explore the pace of walking, which is the pace at which Jesus conducted his own ministry. We will explore this pace as a spiritual idea, and we will go on a walk, either literally or, if you prefer, in the hall seated in your mind. I hope also that you will join a small group that will gather once over these next 4 weeks or so for conversation and prayer and mutual support. And I hope you all know the sign-up sheets are out front. And then finally, during our service on October 26th, you will have the opportunity to place a written statement of intention at the altar as a prayer and an offering to God. But we begin with a sermon. It can be easy to forget that time is a creation of God, just like the moon or the mountains or the birds or our own selves. But it is. Time did not exist before God, and time does not contain God. It is God's creation, born out of God's desire for a world. In fact, the book of Genesis names time as first of God's creation, occurring in the same breath as the creation of light and dark, day and night. From this point on, the rhythms of time shape the movement of all else. Planets and stars, riverbeds and forests, rain and snow and sun, birth, life, and death. It can also be easy to forget that time is a gift. I think mostly we just sort of take it for granted. Time, like gravity, is simply reality as the seconds continue to tick by. And when we do notice it, it is often because we notice what feels like a lack of time. We resent the speed at which good things pass. We are anxious about having enough time to do the things we need or want to do. We worry about wasting time and saving time and spending time. The truth, though, is that time is a gift, and it is a constant one at that. There is no wasting or saving or spending time. Time passes, no matter what we do or don't do, and God's work unfolds around us and within us. Which makes it a bit odd, really, to think about stewarding time like it's something that we manage. So perhaps a more accurate word would be attending to time. And perhaps the time we are supposed to attend to isn't ours at all. It's God's. Jesus illustrates the kingdom of God with this parable that we heard this morning, a parable that describes the process of planting, waiting, and finally harvesting. And that waiting time, I imagine, includes hope and worry and prayer. But each step simply unfolds in time, planting, waiting, harvesting. And it requires discernment on the part of the farmer to understand when these various steps are to take place. Delaying doesn't do any good. Rushing doesn't do any good. No steps can be skipped. The time it will take is simply the time it will take. And all the farmer controls is their own activity and the state of their souls as the work unfolds. The ancient teacher, whose insights are recorded in the book of Ecclesiastes, offers a similar teaching. For if there is indeed a season for everything and a time for every purpose under heaven, then the question that remains is, when is that time? How do we know when it is time to plant or to pluck, to bring something to life or to let something die, to keep silent or to speak, to fight or to make peace? How do we align our activities and intentions to God's purposes in God's time? Many things can make this difficult. The world teaches us that time is money, that time is a limited resource, that we should somehow simultaneously regret the passing of time and try to hold on, but also hurry on to the next thing. Make sure we make all use of all the time. And so the resulting anxieties that we have about wasting time, about not having enough time, about making good use of our time, these anxieties can be profound and can interfere with our ability to pay attention to the moment God is currently giving us and what God might be revealing to us in this current moment. Traditions of mindfulness, not a recent idea, as it turns out, offer us different perspectives, calling us to a less anxious, slower way of life that may to the world look wasteful or foolish, but is actually a way of participating in God's time, participating in God's kingdom. And sometimes, this participation may require us to move quickly and decisively. When the grain is ready, the farmer needs to get at the harvesting. But such speed is made more certain and more steady when it comes as a response to God's call rather than the world's anxieties. So take advantage of these next weeks. Allow yourself to know the gift of time. Trust that God has provided all of it that you need, and attune yourself to living in God's time, discerning not only the what, but also the when of God's call.